First of all, Peter, the situation involving Leo McLoone is a number of bones broke just below the eye. He's set to miss the Ulster final, a big blow for the county and indeed for the player himself as well.
Yeah, especially for the player himself after coming back from, you know, that broken bone in his ankle early in March and, you know, having done so well to get back to be in contention at both club and county level, maybe 2-3 weeks ahead of schedule at the least. You know, to be hit with this now, very, very disappointing end to the game yesterday. And, you know, what happened after the game has overshadowed, you know, what took place in the game itself. It overshadows Glen Swilly's victory. And, you know, all the spotlight of the county was on that game yesterday. And it's a pity, you know, it's a very bad press for the clubs involved and for the whole county as a whole.
Like the majority of those who were playing in the match yesterday and those along the sidelines were involved in this brawl after the game. And it's not painting a nice picture for Gaelic Games in the county and indeed on a national level, because there has been interest from other counties in it as well.
They will do, of course. When something like this happens, you're going to get the interest from outside, and then when you have a player, a county player involved, getting injured and the county being deprived of that player for the Ulster final, it's not a very good situation. And you know what happened after the final whistle yesterday. What happened during the game? Well, you know, a very, very well contested game. I think everybody, including the Niamh Connell mentors, supporters, and everybody, you know, felt that Glen Swilly had probably done enough to win it in what was a very well contested game. Niamh Connell probably not coming up to their usual, you know, standards, and Glen Swilly punished them and won the game fairly and squarely. But what happened afterwards was maybe some of the worst scenes that we have seen at a club match in Donegal in a long time.
Well, it wasn't a good day for Niamh Connell, the defending champions. They've lost their senior club championship crown here now in the county. And manager Cathal Corey also made the decision afterwards to step away from his post as manager.
Yeah, well, I don't think that was anything to do with the incidents that happened after the game. He had intimated that, you know, he would end his association with Niamh Connell when they were out of the championship. He had made that intention known earlier. And even afterwards, he said that, you know, he was disappointed with the result, but he said that his side just didn't perform on the day. And he wished Glen Swilly well. He said that he had some very, very good days with the Niamh Connell club, especially last year when they won the county and got to the Ulster final. So it's disappointing for him. I suppose the Niamh Connell club wanted him back this year. He was very reluctant to come back because of the travel involved, and he'd be disappointed, I suppose, leaving now with there's a bit of a sour taste there.
Well, as for Glen Swilly, this was a huge victory for them yesterday in the championship, and when you knock out the holders, you, of course, automatically become one of the favourites for the senior title crown here in Donegal. And if Glen Swilly are going to go all the way to the final, they're going to have to take some big names with them. And up next is going to be St Eunan's.
Yeah, there was interest after the game, even before the news broke about Leo, that down Glen Swilly way, the one scalp that they wanted, or the one tie that they wanted for the quarterfinal, was St Eunan's. And that's the way it came out of the hat yesterday evening. So they will, hopefully when all the furore surrounding what happened after the game dies down, you know, that we can get back to looking on the good side of football. And that clash between neighbours, they met in the county final a few years ago, you know, the Glen Swilly will be up for it. They've come on quite a bit in those few years, while St Eunan's probably have went back down the pecking order a little bit. But I'm sure whenever that tie is played, there'll be great interest in it around the Glen and in Letterkenny.
Well, St Eunan's just about made it into the second round, because there was a possibility of a third game looming there, only for Conall Dunn to snatch a goal rather late in the second leg.
Yeah, I took that late, I think 6 or 7 minutes into added time before St Eunan's got the point that gave them the draw, which was all they needed after winning away in Dunloe. And, you know, that would be disappointing for Declan Bonner and Dunloe, because they would have expected, they've done very well in the league so far and top of the table, and they would have hoped to bring that to a third game. And if they had got that, I'd say they would have been confident of maybe advancing. But it's another disappointing year for Dunloe in the championship.
There won't be too many difficulties for the fixtures, Secretary, organising third games playoff matches. There's just one of those. Ardra and Clonhilly are going to have to go again.
Yeah, that was probably the other tie of the second legs. Clonhilly some sort of a Lazarus-like recovery coming from 6 points down with only about 10 minutes or less left. And Sean McGarvey, by all accounts, the young county minor, saved their bacon. He hit some great points from both play and from freeze in that final quarter. And our draw were hit by a number of injuries as well. The very unfortunate Brenton Boyle, I think, came on as a sub and only lasted a couple of minutes. He twisted the knee again, and they lost Matthew Maher and Martin Shovlin as well. So I think they ended up that they had all their replacements used, and they had to finish the game with 14, and that probably was a factor in the game. But you kind of take away from Clonmacnoise to come from that far behind to actually win the game, and knowing that they had to win it, was one of the best performances of the weekend by far.
Certainly was. Well, another interesting note about the championship: the two teams which contested last year's decider have now fallen at the first hurdle. Killybegs went to Kilcare, lost out in their second leg. The home side were very, very impressive on the scoring on Saturday evening.
Yeah, they won that game pretty easily. I was at that game, and Killybegs started reasonably well, but you know, they have a lot of players that are only coming back from injury, the likes of Christopher Murn and Conal Malloy, and they were a factor for a while, but once Kilcare got on top, they had great firepower up front. Their front line of Ashley Carr, full forward, young Patrick McBurty, and Mark Sweeney, who probably outshone the two of those. He scored 5 points from play on the night, 4 in the first half when the game was tight, and they just didn't have the answer to them in the Killybegs defence. They tried to double team them at times, but that Kilcare forward line will be a factor in this championship if they can get enough ball to them. And Michael Higgerty and Mark McHugh did well. They were able to play Michael Higgerty at wing half back, and that was a big bonus for them to be able to do that. And he got great ball forward to that front line.
Looking at the rest of the quarterfinals, Gador are taking on St. Michael's after the last eight draw yesterday evening. Both these sides having no major difficulties in getting through the first round.
Yeah, both of those they were expected to win, and they did so, you know, without a lot of fuss. So St. Michael's are fairly commanding at home. They won quite easily, and they probably had the game wrapped up at half time when they had goals from Martin McElhinney and Raymond McLaughlin, and they were never likely to let it slip in the second half. Gador probably had a little bit tighter in Termon, but they were always on top as well, and they have the firepower up front as well. They, with Niamh Connell out, I say a lot of teams now will feel that they have a great chance of winning the Donegal Senior Championship in 2011, and Gador will be one of those teams that will be fancied as well.
Four Masters and Glenfinnan are meeting in the last of the quarterfinals. They're still in the competition. Both won at home on Saturday evening, but they really had the hard work done from the first legs in the matches against Bundoran and Mallon, respectively.
Yeah, that's just the case. Both of them won. When you win your away leg, it makes it pretty easy at home, and both would have been expected to get through. Four Masters, you know, playing in the top flight, and Bundoran in Division 2, they've only just come out of intermediate ranks, and they did reasonably well, you know, to stave off maybe a heavy defeat, and you know, they'll take some heart from that result, and they can come back and build on their league form, and hopefully we'll be back in the senior championship next year. Mallon, they put it up to Glenfinnan all right, but they didn't have enough scorers. I think they did a lot of wides, and that was a factor. And Glenfinnan were probably comfortable enough in that quarter final, or in that first second leg. So the quarter final between Glenfinnan and Four Masters, those two teams will be well matched for that semi final. And you know, the overall lineup for the quarter final is very exciting. When you see Kilcare against Ardragh as well, that's a Southwest Derby, and no more than the St. Junans Glenswilly match, it'll be one that'll draw a big crowd.